Module 4, Unit 7, page 50. Exercise 3. How to revise for exams. Do you know if it's too late to start revising now?
No, it's never too late to start revising. The first thing I would do is to draw up a revision timetable.
Do you mind telling me how I should draw up a timetable?
Look at all the subjects you have to do and work out when you're going to work on each one. It's a good idea to change the order of the subjects in your timetable for each day. Try doing a little English, followed by some maths, then biology, and so on. This way, by changing the focus of your revision, you keep your mind fresh.
Do you know whether it's best to get up early or to revise late at night?
The earlier you start in the morning, the more beneficial your revision will be, because that's when you feel most awake and your memory is at its best. I'd also recommend studying for 30-minute periods and then taking a break. It's been proved that concentration starts to decrease after half an hour, so frequent breaks will help the brain to recover and concentration to return.
Could you explain what you mean by frequent breaks?
By break, I mean any change of activity from studying. It could be something as simple as just getting up from your desk and listening to some music, or walking around for 10 minutes.
Could you tell me how much exercise I need?
Physical activity is very important, of course, especially when you are studying. Exercise will make a huge difference to the way you feel. The physical activity will increase your heart rate, and, in turn, that will increase your blood circulation. It also sends more oxygen to the brain, which makes you revise more efficiently.
Do you mind giving me some advice about diet?
Nutrition is very important. You should try to eat as much fresh fruit and vegetables as you can. It's essential not to become dehydrated, so drink lots of water.